almost loud enough to echo down the alleyway. There was a slight sound again, and another coin rolled into the gutter on the other side of the street. By the time he had picked it up, there was another one, a little way off and still spinning. Gold was, he remembered, said to be formed from the crystallized light of stars. Until now, he had never believed it to be true, that something as heavy as gold could fall naturally from the sky. As he drew level with the opposite alley mouth, some more fell. It was still in its bag, there was an awful lot of it, and Rincewind brought it down heavily onto his head. When the guard came to, he found himself looking up into the wild-eyed face of a wizard, who was menacing his throat with a sword. In the darkness, too, something was gripping his leg. It was the disconcerting sort of grip that suggested that the gripper could grip a whole lot harder if he wanted to.
"Where is he, the rich foreigner?" hissed the wizard. "Quickly!"
"What's holding my leg?"
said the man with a note of terror in his voice. He tried to wriggle free. The pressure increased.
"You wouldn't want to know," said Rincewind. "Pay attention, please. Where's the foreigner?"
"Not here. They've got him at Broadman's place. Everyone's looking for him. You're Rincewind, aren't you? The box that bites people. Oh, no, no, please."
Rincewind had gone. The guard felt the unseen leg gripper release his, or, as he was beginning to fear, its hold. Then, as he tried to pull himself to his feet, something big and heavy and square cannoned into him out of the dark and plunged off after the wizard. Something with hundreds of tiny feet. With only his homemade phrasebook to help him, Twoflower was trying to explain the mysteries of in sewer ants to Broadman. The fat innkeeper was listening intently, his little black eyes glittering. From the other end of the table, Ymor watched with mild amusement, occasionally feeding one of his ravens with scraps from his plate. Beside him, Withel paced up and down.
"You fret too much," said Ymor, without taking his eyes from the two men opposite him. "I can feel it, Stren. Who would dare attack us here? And the gutter wizard will come. He's too much of a coward not to, and he'll try to bargain, and we shall have him, and the gold, and the chest."
Withel's one eye glared, and he smacked a fist into the palm of a black-gloved hand.
"Who would have thought that there was so much sapient pearwood in the whole of the disk?" he said. "How could we have known?"
"You fret too much, Stren. I'm sure you can do better this time," said Ymor pleasantly.
The lieutenant snorted in disgust and strode off round the room to bully his men. Ymor carried on watching the tourist. It was strange, but the little man didn't seem to realize the seriousness of his position. Ymor had on several occasions seen him look around the room with an expression of deep satisfaction. He had also been talking for ages to Broadman, and Ymor had seen a piece of paper change hands, and Broadman had given the foreigner some coins. It was strange. When Broadman got up and waddled past Ymor's chair, the thief master's arm shot out like a steel spring and grabbed the fat man by his apron.
"What was all that about, friend?" asked Ymor quietly.
"Nothing, Ymor, just private business, like."
"There are no secrets between friends, Broadman."
"Yeah, well, I'm not sure about it myself, really. It's a sort of a bet, you see," said the innkeeper nervously. "In sewer ants, it's called. It's like a bet that the broken drum won't get burned down."
Ymor held the man's gaze until Broadman twitched in fear and embarrassment. Then the thief master laughed.
"This worm-eaten old tinder pile," he said. "The man must be mad."
"Yes, but mad with money. He says now he's got the, I can't remember the word, begins with a P. It's what you might call the stake, Bunny. The people he works for in the Agatean Empire will pay up if the broken drum burns down. Not that I hope it does burn down. The broken drum, I mean. I mean, it's like a home to me, is the drum."
"Not entirely stupid, are you?" said Ymor, and pushed the innkeeper away.
The door slammed back on its hinges and thudded into the wall.
"Hey, that's my door!" screamed Broadman.
Then he realized who was standing at the top of the steps and ducked behind the table, a mere shaving of time before a short black dart sped across the room and thunked into the woodwork. Ymor moved his hand carefully and poured out another flagon of beer.
"Won't you join me, Zlorf?" he said levelly. "And put that sword away, Stren. Zlorf Flannelfoot is our friend."